And thanks for the invitation to be here. As ILO, you may wonder why we are here, maybe. So we are all about work, more and better jobs. But actually, as I'll show, it's a very interesting connection, and this is where we work with some partners, including IUCN and UNEP, on this, because we don't really, we're not expert in nature or NBS, but we increasingly understand the connections. So directly, and this is building on a lot with what, for example, Ivo mentioned, we estimate that about 1.2 billion jobs are directly dependent on ecosystem services. So this is a clear connection. If the services go, the jobs either disappear or they become of a poorer quality, their productivity goes down. But on the other hand, we have also estimated about 60 to 70 million jobs are linked to people implementing NBS and working on diversity. And we saw also examples in the previous speakers, from the three who are in Geneva doing this work, to the ones in doing the RLC restoration, etc. These are all people working. And how does that work? Of course, when we look at the definition of NBS, it's about protecting, conserving, restoring, sustainably using, and managing ecosystems. These things are verbs. They're work. They're people doing these things. Right? There's no protecting without people. There's no conserving without people. So we're actually asking ourselves two questions in some ways. Is creating many and high-quality jobs part of the answer, part of the part of building support for Mother Nature? That is not only about sacrifice, but it's actually also about involvement and having people having jobs in this space. And the other one is maybe even more ambitious when we talk about the societal challenges that NBS is supposed to address. Is unemployment actually part of that societal challenge? Can we unlock jobs that generate economic value, but actually environmental value in the process? And are these jobs are currently perhaps not as valuable, but in this room probably recognize that a job that generates environmental value has real value. And we have to look beyond economic value, but also look at the other values that jobs can create. So some examples. I mean, this is then the work we do on this is captured in this collaboration we have. We do these biannual reports that explore all the different dimensions between NBS and work. And we have the 2026 report I'll talk about coming up, which we'll launch in Yerevan. But maybe two examples. So this is in Kenya, where there is a very ambitious national landscape restoration plan. The idea is to, or the ambition is to restore up to 10 million hectares, restore 10 million hectares of degraded land. And we estimated that this could employ about 300,000 people per year. That's roughly 1% of the labor force in Kenya. That's reducing unemployment by 1% by embarking on a large-scale restoration program. It's very ambitious. It's resources required, etc. But it is actually demonstrates the value. Another example where these things link is in the world of rangers. We all know, for instance, that rangers have very dangerous jobs. They're exposed to a number of risks, risks from animals, risks from poachers, risks from people who are competing for the land or for the resources. And with the estimate to achieve the GBF targets, we need to increase globally the number of rangers 5 times. But if the working conditions of rangers remain poor, it will be very difficult to increase this, even if we have the resources or we have to pay rangers better to achieve these types of goals. I mentioned the number of jobs globally, so this is a little bit of distribution. We find most of them are in Asia, but they're around the world. This is far from a super accurate estimation because the data on this is very difficult to come by. But I think what stands out is that most of these jobs now are currently through the public sector, through financing of the public sector, directly or indirectly. But that actually, there is a lot of scope. If we use NBS to help us achieve the Rio targets, we estimated there's a scope for another 20 million jobs. And the question we're asking in the 2026 report is, what's the role of the private sector in this process? Because the GBF, clearly, KMGBF clearly mentions that the private sector needs to have a central role in this going forward. I'm stuck. Ah, okay. Oh, now I can. Can I go back? Yes. So we're basically exploring this. What is the role, and what the role, private sector, the business, from micro enterprises all the way to multinational companies, what role can they play in this process in MBS as investors, but as implementers, as users of the different solutions that are there? And then, of course, what are the policies that may enable the private sector to play this role? And the aim is to launch this at the in Yerevan as well as part of the COP. And really, the purpose is to really explore the different roles the private sector can play, where there are opportunities but also risks to decent work from increased private sector participation in the implementation of MBS, and find the areas where it may need strengthening, whether it's around skills, whether it's around occupational safety and health, whether it's about conditions of work, whether it's working with indigenous communities. We have a very different concept of work and employment than we have in the West, so to speak, and providing some policy recommendations in this regard. So, again, in the spirit of synergies, this is a collaboration that would not be possible from us alone. IUCN is here in UNEP as well, and we really appreciate your engagement in this area. Thank you.